The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. Another week, another everyday chemistry question. This time, Victoria in Hamburg, Germany would like to know, how do air fresheners work? Our nose can react quite sensitively to some odors. Simply said, it stinks. Ooh. For example, if you open the shoe cabinet, it can sometimes smell like a lion's cage. Should this be the case, you can close the cabinet quickly, hold your nose, or fight the unpleasant smell with chemical helpers in the form of an odor-killing spray. Okay, usually their names sound less criminal, an odor neutralizer. Not to be confused with normal perfume that merely covers or disguises the unpleasant smell. Odor killers are much more ingenious. They capture the annoying odor molecules, no longer allowing them to stink. A more appropriate term would be odor catchers. These odor catchers, usually found in aerosol cans or spray bottles, are chemically known as cyclodextrins. They consist of arranged, ring-shaped molecules made of fruit sugar or dextrose. Therefore, the Greek word cyclo is used, meaning circle. In the middle of this molecular circle is a cavity, more or less a cave. You can imagine the cyclodextrins as tiny, bottomless goblets. Chemists jokingly call them molecular sugar cones. In our example, we'll just call this cavity a cage. Other molecules can now be stored in this cage, for example, odor molecules. If you spray these cage molecules into the air, odors are captured in their cavities. The odors are literally locked in the cage molecule so that you can't smell them anymore. They are trapped in the cage molecule and can no longer expand freely. The air is fresh and free of unpleasant odors. Mission accomplished. Whatever smelled is caught and neutralized. However, the cage molecules do not have to be empty at first. They can initially be occupied by an aroma. When they are sprayed into the air, the odor molecules trade places with the aroma. The perfume is released, and what stank is locked away. Cyclodextrins offer many possibilities. These molecules, with their odor killer instinct, can also dock directly on our clothing. That means, theoretically, if you were standing next to a fast food stand making French fries during your lunch break, for example, and were exposed to the smell of all that deep-fried oil, afterwards, your suit would still smell like it just came out of the dry cleaners. Time for me to grab a bit of fresh air. Until next week with another reason for you to listen up. Saying bye for now, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.